The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Right here, toll free, 855-453 is our toll free number. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've been talking about the establishment and what to do about it. Donald Trump has asked a good question in an article that he wrote for the Wall Street Journal, asking America, he says, a question, quote, how does the system, or rather, how has the system been working out for you and your family? Unquote. And obviously, this is a question designed to get people thinking about Donald Trump as someone who's sort of outside of that system. Certainly, that's how he portrays himself. I don't know if I believe it.
But Americans are pretty dissatisfied with what they've got going on.
Sure, Congress can't even crack a 10% approval rating.
Right. I believe they came in just above nuclear waste and just below roaches.
So Roach is doing better than Congress then.
Well, I mean, you know, at least Roach is the lead to crumbs off your floor.
So that's what we've been talking about. What do you do about the establishment? Some people have said that, you know, got to work to change it. You got to pay more attention. You got to get more active. Others have said to create a new establishment. And I'd say the answer is decentralization, to secede from the United States and say, bye-bye to the entire establishment. Then, at the very least, you'll still have an establishment. It'll be the state government establishment, and it'll be much more accessible to the average person than will the federal government. It's still a tall order.
In an era of trade agreements and sort of country agreements, these huge things like the European Union, NAFTA, TPP, GATT, all these things that are out there, a country that just broke off on its own is going to have a lot of challenges economically with exports, imports, those
kinds of things. All of a sudden, all the tariffs are gone, so it would seem there'd be plenty of companies who'd want to do business with that country.
Yeah, those companies are in countries, and those countries won't trade, are in many cases excluded from trade with those countries. You know, some new country, new upstart. I would say the best.
I wouldn't worry about it. Let's take our chances.
Is nullification. Your state telling the federal government, nope, we're not going to follow that rule. Just like Colorado and Washington have done around marijuana, a variety of states have told...
You mean Colorado, where they're now raiding marijuana businesses who are suspected of exporting marijuana to other states?
Right. I mean, you know, at that point...
They're not exactly hands-off, huh?
I get where you're coming from. Yeah. How about New Hampshire and their seatbelt laws? The United States government hasn't done anything to New Hampshire about not
that's
having
true.
A seatbelt law. There are ways to nullify, and the more the state government does it, the better off we are. I'm not saying...
You still got to push for what you want, which is secession, to completely disconnect.
That's what you want.
Right. Anyone who's, you know, who understands the federal government is bad news should support secession. People who are Democrats, who are Republicans should support secession. Look, we can't all get along. All right? We can't. The Republicans and the Democrats hate each other so much, let's just separate.
Right. I really
forget this experiment. It's failed.
I agree with you on this one. Imagine for a second, come November the 4th or whatever it is, about that time, you're going to have a new president-elect at that point.
People are going to be happy.
About half
not.
Of the people are going to be happy about it, and about half of the people are going to be unhappy.
You mean half the people who vote. Most people don't even really pay any attention
vote. They still have an opinion whether they voted or not. I'm not saying that they should have an opinion, but they don't.
Okay.
They do, excuse me. And they're going to have an opinion on the president. And over time, their opinion is going to generally lessen because once they get in office, that president doesn't perform the way that people had hoped that voted for him. So some percentage will sort of fall off and dislike them. But why? This is the question I would have you. If it's a Republican, why should Hawaii and Washington State and California be ruled by a Republican if they don't want one?
They shouldn't.
Why should Utah, Texas, and Alabama be ruled by a Democrat if they don't want one?
All the more reason to secede. Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. First up, Bob is in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bob.
you kind of stole my thunder there with succession and nullification.
Well, keep at it.
Then you're on the right show. Go ahead.
Add something to it, because I certainly didn't cover all the reasons to secede. So, you know, whatever. Go ahead.
Well, the one thing you didn't touch on, now I lost my train of thought. Anyway, hey, I'm glad to hear you guys here. I'm surprised you're on an establishment radio station in the Indianapolis area.
WIBC is a great station, humongous FM signal there in Indy.
And let's not forget that there's really no live programming on in the evenings on Saturdays and Sundays anymore in America.
Yeah, that's true. So it's not like we have anyone to compete with.
Yeah, the giant radio companies have squeezed every penny there is to squeeze, and there's nothing left on the weekends.
You know, they make me want to scream. I can't stand to listen to them anymore. But, one of our presidents once said that those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. Mm. I'd just like to kind of throw that out there, too. But
What would that look like in the United States?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like violent revolution's a ways off in the United States. There's certainly some canaries in the coal mine. There's no doubt about it with the Oregon occupiers and all that stuff. But, I mean, you're going to need a relatively large percentage of the population. Well, at least you're going to need a percentage of the population. Call it, even if it's 3% of the population, it's a tremendous amount of people. I don't think it's practical.
All in one place?
I have no idea. Who are they going to shoot at?
Yeah, what does it look like? I mean, not that you would know, but if you care to speculate.
Yeah. Well, some wild speculation?
Well, I mean, when you have thugs coming to your house to take your children, there's a good target.
That's the time that it makes the most sense to me. I value my child more than anything in earth. I was just having a conversation with him today about I would die in order to protect him. He's like, what's important to you, Daddy? And we had that conversation. I would die to protect him. So the idea that the government comes to take him away for some sort of false claim of abuse or whatever the hell they come for, it just puts me in a place in my mind I don't ever want to go.
Well, you're talking to homeschoolers here, too, by the way. Mm. Or ex-homeschoolers, they've graduated, so we made it. Well, I remember
Did they graduate at, 9?
Well, let's put it this way. They don't drool on their college applications. We'll put it like that, okay?
Gotcha.
I remember where I wanted to go now. You're talking about why should Texas be ruled by a Democrat if they don't want one? Well, why should we be ruled by anyone?
I agree with you. Bob, great call tonight. I appreciate it, and thanks for making it. And people who think like Bob, I think, and people who care about liberty really ought to look at moving to New Hampshire and getting together with other people of like mind. Because Republicans, Democrats, they can have their red and blue states. We need a place where people who love liberty across the board can come to and be with people where they won't feel like they're the lone wolf. They're the lone person crying out into the wilderness for more freedom on every issue, economic and personal freedoms. I mean, we have that. It's being built here in New Hampshire. There's the Free State Project. There's the Shire Society. There are these movements of libertarians and voluntarists who are converging into New Hampshire and getting active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. I think it's possible, but numbers are what really make the difference here. And if you want to have a chance to nullify, if you want to have a chance at secession, you got to get the people together who think the same way. Similarly, I think, you know, Republicans should migrate to the red states, and the Democrats should migrate to the blue states. And,
well, they are, really. Honestly, that's what's happening.
I think people should make a very deliberate decision to do that. Even though that's sort of happening naturally, I think people should think about, what state has the most, political scene that is the most attractive to my beliefs? And go there. Find a job. Try your best to, find work in your field in that state.
Right.
You'll probably be happier.
Your philosophy either works or it doesn't. About New Hampshire, I'd like to say, just because you moved to New Hampshire for more liberty doesn't mean you're going to agree with everybody who moved to New Hampshire for more liberty. There's lots of people. We've got, at this point, thousands of people who are now working within the political working within the system to some extent to attempt to, bring it to more liberty. And they have lots of different ideas, and sometimes those ideas clash. But I'd also encourage people like Bob, who just stumbled across Free Talk Live, that, hey, Free Talk Live's got a website, and we produce a show 7 nights a week. Seven nights a week from 7 p to 10 p, and you can go to freetalklive.com.
Eastern time,
yep. And, not every station can carry Free Talk Live 21 hours a week, But we're here 21 hours a week.
Yeah, and so if you want, you can support Free Talk Live, and that's a good way to get the message out. We like homeschooling, for instance. He supports that.
My child is homeschooling.
Yeah, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you want to learn more about the Shire Society, check out shiresociety.com. Start making your plan. If you're a libertarian, get to New Hampshire ASAP. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9426. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9426. That's 1-800-939-9426.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live's live Saturday show. We got plenty of time. If you want to join us here, there are numbers that you need to dial. 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free. 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. Create the content that you see on the front page of the site. It was put there by listeners just like you, voted on by listeners like you. You get to submit and vote things as well, if you want. So go there and try it out. It's free at freetalklive.com. Yeah, that's right, free, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you $5, $6, $7, $8 a month for their sites. Ours is free, so enjoy. Freetalklive.com. We'll go right back to your calls and thoughts. What to do about the establishment? Is there a solution that is actually reachable by the people? You know, because voting for these political candidates, even for Trump and Sanders, isn't going to change anything. It's not going to de-establish the establishment if all of a sudden Donald Trump wins the election, which, of course, the establishment appears to be working against that tooth and nail as much as they possibly can.
And it's going to be take a lot for Trump to get that 1237 at this point after the Colorado situation.
But I don't think you're going to vote your way out of this establishment problem. What is your solution? You can also bring up anything you want to discuss. Jason is in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, you know, I haven't listened to you guys too long, so I don't really know if you guys stick to libertarianism mostly, but I wanted to speak to not just the establishment thing, but the police state comments regarding immigration.
Yeah, sure. Well, start with the police state, because we've talked a lot about the establishment, so let's start there.
Yeah, I don't know that I understand entirely where you're coming from on that, so I guess my first question, I'll tie it into immigration in a second, has to do with, if you don't believe in something that I know it's a hot button that you can push called police state, then who do you believe should enforce things like when people dump product in the United States below cost or when there's counterfeit merchandise? Who should enforce that so when a businessman gets hurt that they don't get crushed in their business when that practice happens from someone abroad?
Well, as far as marketplaces are concerned, the marketplace does a fine job of policing its own products. I mean, major buyers
for dumping.
You're talking about trash? You're talking about garbage?
No, anti-dumping. It's called when someone takes product from another country, like I can think of South Korea when they were doing it to Motorola, and they dump product in the United States below cost in order to try and gain market share, and they keep doing it until they put the competition out of business. Who would you like to enforce that if you don't want a police state?
That sounds like competition to me.
Yeah, I don't think that there's a particular, you know, yes, it is difficult.
It's illegal.
I don't care. I don't. Laws are things written on papers by liars and thieves.
So you like monopolies then?
No. I think monopolies, anti-dumping laws are not creating monopolies. I'm sorry. Yes, you can gain market share, and yes, it's difficult for businesses, but the business that's doing the dumping is losing money too. The only business that's guaranteed to lose money in a dumping situation
is the dumper. You
haven't
learned much from Rockefeller then. You didn't learn much from the history of Rockefeller.
Hey, look,
he loses temporarily until he gains
market share, he gains a monopoly.
Once he has a monopoly, he has power.
Look, if the marketplace can't handle a little bit of dumping, then your marketplace stinks.
It's not a little bit of dumping. It doesn't matter if it's South Korea. It doesn't matter if it's China. It doesn't matter if it's Russia. It doesn't matter who it is. Sometimes it's somebody in the United States.
Sometimes a politician has to stand up for high prices. Sometimes America needs a politician that's there for high prices.
So just because you're talking over me doesn't mean you're right.
I'm saying what you're saying is
I hear fear mongering.
We need politicians to set pricing. And politicians setting pricing has always been a bad thing.
I didn't say politicians that set pricing. I said,
who's going to do it? Government bureaucrats?
I said dumping product in the United States below cost. Cost of goods sold. Do you know what that is?
Yes. I'm familiar with these concepts. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, then if you understand what that means, if you're dumping product in the United States below cost of goods sold,
look,
you understand.
There are radio programs out there that sell radio ads for less than me. What do you want me to do? Send the cops after them?
I'm telling you that there are problems in the United
Should
States.
Should it be illegal?
Happens,
sir,
it's not
I'm curious.
A tiny problem. Sometimes it's an earth-shaking problem.
Jason, I got to know. Should it be illegal for Walmart to use a loss leader to get people through the front door?
If you want to have somebody to draw somebody in, it depends on whether or not you're doing that for the purposes of grabbing market share. Now, if you're going to grab market share,
that's why they're doing it.
I'm in business to get more market share.
And if you want to go back in time to learn about how that happened and what was the result, you go back and find out why we have anti-dumping and all kinds of other things that are anti-monopoly, anti-trust.
Lots of politicians have risen up and had all kinds of laws around dumping and price gouging and all. You know, if you set your price too low, you're dumping. If you set it too high, you're gouging. If you put it right in the middle, they regulate you out of business. I'm sorry.
Antitrust is, do you?
Yeah, I'm very familiar with the antitrust laws and what they, you know, came about in the progressive era. Yes,
so
sir,
you're against monopolies, right?
Well, I would certainly think you would be if you understood what Ma Bell was all about.
I just want to understand. You're against monopolies?
I don't think monopolies are consistent with liberty, no.
Okay, so why are you supporting a monopoly?
I didn't support a monopoly.
Yes, you are, sir. You're supporting the government and its, you know, precious little anti-dumping laws. Guess what the government is? It's a monopoly on violence.
I disagree. I don't think there's anybody in the world that defines a government as a monopoly.
Barack Obama has a quote where he says the nation state is a monopoly on violence.
You're using an adjective. I'm using a noun. A monopoly is not a government. A monopoly is a business. Okay? If you want to describe the government as a business.
Oh, I see. So you exempt monopolies.
You try to do the government's job here on this landmass and see how that goes for you.
Thanks for the call, Jason. So he exempts the government from the word monopoly.
The only real monopoly isn't a monopoly.
I mean, it's ridiculous. A monopoly is one organization with exclusive control over X.
Whatever Bell had exclusive control, as he mentioned, it was given it by the government.
Right.
Because no other organization can give it. The monopoly may hand down small monopolies, but this is it. Until you understand the monopoly, you will never understand monopolies. You have to understand that the state is a monopoly before you can even talk economics. Yes, you can say, we can't have a real free market unless we have the state, which is a monopoly on violence. You can say that, and you can defend it, and there's plenty of people that do, and they may be right, or they may be wrong, but I can tell you what, they won't let you start, they won't let you try to do your own thing. They're tyrants. If they claim to be tyrants, at the very least, they're honest ones.
Yeah, and this whole thing about the fear of dumping, that somebody's going to bring some product into the United States and sell it at below cost to gain market share. That sounds like it'd be really good for the consumer.
Yeah, I really need somebody to start dumping on a freezer right now. I need to pick one up.
Look, I mean, in the marketplace, people can do, if it's actually a free market, which we don't have, as he was pointing out, because there's all these dumb rules the government creates to, you know, supposedly regulate things. If there's an actual free market, that means that competition will happen. And competition can mean if somebody wants to lose money to try to get name recognition out there, then they can do that, and they should be able to do that. And if you can't handle that competition, then maybe you don't deserve to be in business. Maybe you should go out of business. Not everybody deserves to stay in business forever.
Markets consume companies all of the time. Yeah, it can be bad when states get behind other companies and then they operate in the largest market, which is the United States, and they go about dumping. There's no doubt about it. And I understand why the government, gets in place to attempt to prevent other governments from funding companies that then dump. I get it. I understand. But hey, you know, this is the company should be robust enough to be able to defend against that.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And are they dumping in product that is the same quality as what they're competing with? That's a big question too, right? It's Free Talk Live.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
Toolsforfreedom.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. amputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
And you can join us. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or call in via Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm, and check out Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. You want an hour and a half long feature-length documentary film filmed here in the Shire about our friend Derek J, who was arrested 5 times in a 1-year time frame for nonviolent victimless crimes? Well, check out Victimless Crime Spree. You can watch it for free online, so there's really no reason not to. Go and see it for yourself, victimlesscrimespree.com. You can watch it in HD via YouTube, victimlesscrimespree.com. So we go back to the phones and back to the fun. We got Dave in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hello, hippies. Happy Saturday night.
Man, hey, Dave.
I would have loved to gone on air with Jason. I would have wanted to know, Jason, if you're still listening, do you know the difference between patriotism and nationalism? Because they are vastly different things. Patriotism.
I don't know the difference. Please tell me.
Patriotism is being able to buy and sell freely. Nationalism is being penalized for buying something that is not made by a domestic manufacturer. Whether that comes through censure or subsidy, nationalism is not patriotism. They are very different. You can slap a flag on it, but it does not make it patriotic. And
so does that mean that you support the freedom to bring whatever products in here and sell whatever without government asking government permission?
He kept saying, because he kept saying, well, they're dumping. You know what? Nothing is ever consequential until it's sold. That means somebody's buying it. If I were a candidate on stage right now, what I would say was, look, gang, if you really want to fix trade, you as the consumer, and I'm talking to the consumers, I'm not talking to Congress, I'm not talking to the governors, whatever. You as the consumer, make sure that you buy something that's made in America. And if it costs 50% more, figure that into your choice. You can vote every day multiple times, and you can determine where things are made. And nobody's
Agreed.
Saying that right now. And well, I think where Jason misses the point
Because it
is,
doesn't make any sense. Because consumers should buy whatever's the best deal, whatever gives them the best mix between price and quality.
Some of them want stuff that's manufactured in the United States. They should buy that.
I mean, I'm sure glad that, you know, Justin, who makes the boots that I wear, dumped them here in America. They just so happen to be made in China. If they were made over here, they'd cost me about $400. And I'll be damned if I'm going to sit up here and hear Donald Trump or anybody else talk about tariffs, talk about leveling this imaginary fetish playing field, because what you're doing is you're screwing around with the price. You're not letting market forces determine the price of something.
Indeed.
And, yeah, so I mean, he's frustrated, but
Well, plus really, one of the reasons why manufacturing has left in droves is because of government regulations.
But
so.
Manufacturing is coming back because robotics is making it cheaper. The fact is that it's cheaper to make things with robots in the United States than it is to make them with humans in China and ship them across the Pacific Ocean.
Dave, thanks for your call, man. As always, appreciate it. Let's continue here.
Manufacturing is higher in the United States than it ever has been in history. Yes, manufacturing jobs are down, but that's because we don't live in 1954 anymore, and I'm sorry, your socialist pension union stuff, it just doesn't fit any longer.
Daniel's in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Daniel.
Hi. I would like to agree with your previous caller, Jason, despite the fact that he was being talked over. He made several good points, and many countries do not allow American products to be dumped on their markets through tariffs and other regulatory
acts. There are bad countries. Does that mean we should be as bad as them?
No, and having tariffs and other regulatory actions to prevent trade deficits does not
and drive up prices.
That nation make.
Well, and it drives up prices, and it makes for people who are actually poorer, right? And because we're not you and I aren't wealthy based on the money we have. Well, you and I are wealthy based on the stuff we have and the things that our money can buy. So when you allow countries to compete fairly, freely, then you have lower prices, and you and I are wealthier, right?
Then why does America have such a trade deficit as it does?
Because you and I, personally, individually, we have trade deficits, right? We're consumers.
What does that mean,
we buy
trade deficit?
We buy more things than we sort of produce on our own.
Okay.
That's what that
means.
The
meaning of trade deficit is more imports than exports.
That's
Who cares?
Right.
Who cares about that? Hong Kong is a complete importer. They're living on a rock, and they're the most economically free and prosperous place in the entire globe.
Right, that's why this philosophy doesn't work.
You don't need to have some government bureaucrat sitting out there determining, well, we don't have enough sugar coming in. We've got too many peaches being grown. No, we don't need to have somebody making these determinations. The marketplace can handle all of this, and Hong Kong's a perfect example. What do you have to say to that?
I have to say to that the government does not need to reward companies for moving our jobs overseas.
I agree. The government shouldn't reward or punish anybody for making economic decisions. If it's the right decision to go overseas, then it's the right decision, and the government should stay out of it. They shouldn't give anyone any incentives or disincentives.
It's not the right decision for the workers of America, most of my friends and family happening to be those people.
Let me ask you this. Now, you said I talked over the other guy, and I'm going to make sure that you get every opportunity, okay? Because
he was talking over you, too.
People will often say that, you know, when they disagree with me, that I've talked over people. But, you know, nonetheless, I'm going to give you every opportunity. Why should you and your worker family be able to dictate the prices that I pay, the deals that I make with somebody who might live across some geopolitical line somewhere? Why should you be able to rule my life in that way?
Not to mention that other person over there.
The government should have the ability to raise tariffs and other regulations to
what?
Make a fair playing field for American workers.
Whence does that ability come? Where do they get the right for that ability? The government. Where do they get that right?
From the people who vote them into power.
So a majority of people in the United States should be able to tell a minority of people in the United States how they should live and what prices they should pay?
should your show be then put out of business if the radio stations that carry it can get a sweatshop show from Bangladesh?
They can do that. We are the sweatshop show from Bangladesh, by the way. But, yeah, I mean, they can do those things. We don't have any rights to the airtime that these stations have. They give it to us freely.
Well, they sell it to you, but yes.
No, they do not.
They don't.
We exchange commercial time for it. Thanks for the call.
No, I guess he's got nothing else. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
A government only has the rights that it comes that come from the people. You cannot cumulatively get more rights. Two people cannot vote to take money from one person. That's the old saying is that two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. That's what democracy is. That's what the state is. That's what it perpetuates upon. They are the teeth of the wolves.
Yeah, and go ahead. Just embrace the responsibility for those wolves'
right.
teeth. He wouldn't do it. You asked him what, you know, why he specifically should be able to make, you know, make these decisions, and
he's
pawned it off on the state.
The government should be able to do that.
Right.
Well, then when the right people in the government get in office, then they should be able to undo it, right? Everything that you want to do, then somebody else wants to undo. You've got this ever-galactic hamster wheel of the state running around, everybody trying to use it to get what they want. Is that good? Is that efficient?
We've got Zephin calling from Babylon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Zephin.
Yeah. Greetings from the daughter of Babylon, more specifically. But there is a Babylon, New York, by the way.
All right.
Anyhow, I just wanted to chime in. Love you guys' format. Love your
Thanks.
Show. You guys, I pray you get more sponsors and more networks because you guys are really getting some good, vital messages to the people.
Thank you. What did you want to share tonight?
Well, you mentioned Trump earlier, and I just wanted to kind of bring out the fact that I thought it was a sideshow. He's been a distraction. The whole thing is a selection, not an election, as you guys know, I'm sure. The reality is that it's these pagan secret societies that basically they're all in the good old boys secret societies urinating on each other at Harvard and so forth and Yale. Come on, look at the pagan Knights of Malta that Rupert Murdoch owns Fox News, and guess who denied him also? Oh,
interesting
yeah,
conspiracy. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements. We have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number here... Actually, you know what? I'm not going to give it out because we're loaded up with calls here. And we're in the remaining moments of the show. So if we don't get you on tonight, or maybe you feel like you didn't get enough time. For instance, the guy calling from Babylon wanted to talk more about conspiracy theory, and I'd love to hear from him on another night. We get a lot of
Malta.
Yeah, we get a lot of people who want to get on the air here. And no, we're not gatekeepers for the Illuminati.
7 nights a week, yeah. From 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern time.
It's pretty hard to get through here on Saturday nights.
Saturday night's our biggest night. We're on like 170 radio stations.
Right. But tomorrow night it'll be a little bit easier. And during the week, it's actually super easy. So try us out any old time, any night of the week, 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. And you can join us, of course, over online at freetalklive.com.
It's so much more effective than posting your rant on Facebook. I mean, you know, what does a couple dozen people see it after Facebook runs its algorithm and you get, knocked off the board? Yeah.
We're going to very special caller, Michael Dean. Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. What's up, dude?
Yeah. Hey, man. How do I sound?
Not so great, actually.
Yeah. I'm calling on my chromed robot turd.
You're not calling from your studio.
I'm calling from my studio using my chromed robot turd.
Why, man? Why are you giving us the short shrift?
I'm testing it, man. I'm constantly improving audio in the Liberty world, and this is a test.
All right. Well, it's not terrible. It's still better than a phone. So go ahead.
Yeah. You go. So, real quick, I wanted to like really agree with what Mark said about the socialist union. You know, those people think like a small government Republicans even think that that's a fiscally sound unions. Blah blah blah. Like in Wyoming, the one of the state senators here is like constantly on Fox News as an example of like small government Republicanism. But this is a guy who wants to. Like literally tariff anything on the internet. He wants to put a tax on the internet to drive people to local stores. But local stores don't have stuff I want. Like, okay, a Comrex unit for radio, you know, which is, you know, kind of an esoteric piece of gear that you only need if you're doing radio from your home. They're like $1,500. The nearest store is like 5 hours away, you know, in Colorado somewhere. And, you know, like, am I going to pay extra so I don't have to drive there for it?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, and this thing of, like, buy local, support, you know, I'd love to buy things from my neighbors as much as I could. But recently I wanted to get 3x5 foot Bipcot flags made. And I looked into having like custom banner flags made, you know, in America. And it's like $350 for the first one. And then like, you know, $88 per after that for 10. And then like it goes down to like $45 if you make 100.
Yeah.
And that's paying front for all of them. Whereas I found this company in China run by anarcho-communists called Black Block, BlackBlok.com, you know, which is like the ultimate like ANCOM name, anarcho-communist name, Black Block.
Yeah, but they're ironically running a business selling things online.
Oh, the best capitalists are anarcho-communists. The guys that make our buttons are anarcho-communists too. but these guys they're, like, no money up front. They're making these beautiful flags for $16 each with shipping to America.
I've seen it. Like, they look good.
They're paying me 10% in merch, you know, like later. Like, you couldn't get someone in America to ship that to you for $16,
that's
probably.
That's true. Thanks, Michael Dean from freedomfiends.com. I appreciate it. Let's continue here. Darius is in Toronto listening online. Darius, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
A few calls back,
the guy that said that selling a product below cost is an inherently flawed business prospect, obviously, right? And I had a philosophical question to ask you guys. Like human beings, like most human beings want liberty, right? But I think that goes to a certain extent, and most libertarians want absolute liberty and freedom, right? And I was thinking, based on that, would it be possible to create a state, like in New Hampshire or the Free State Project, to gather an aggregate of human beings in order to achieve that? Would it be actually possible based on our history and our genetics and makeup?
Are you asking whether or not the idea of gathering libertarians in a geographic area could be a success?
Would it flourish, or would it be would it be corrupted? You know, at the end of the day.
It remains to be seen.
Some will be corrupted, obviously, because power does corrupt. But ultimately, I think that it doesn't remain to be seen. I think we've seen the evidence that gathering liberty-minded people together
10 years
makes a difference.
We've
had people
elected. You're ready to dismiss the United States with 230 years of evidence. You're ready to extol New Hampshire with 10? I mean, no, I'm sorry. We need to see what happens.
Well, we're going to see what happens, but already we've seen libertarians elected here, and that's never happened anywhere else in the United States for the most part in 40 years of libertarianism. So we've already had more success here in a decade than the Libertarian Party has had in 4 decades.
More success isn't necessarily success.
It is success when you get the Sorry, Darius, when you get the knife laws repealed completely here, that's a success story.
Absolutely.
When you can protect you can stop the proposals every single time from mandating seatbelt use for adults, that's a success story. And there's a bunch of these success stories. I've got it right now on freekeen.com. Yesterday I posted several different great political news out of the state house here in New Hampshire. They passed another jury nullification bill that if goes through the state Senate, now still has to go through the Senate and the governor, but they passed a bill that'll make it so every jury will have to be informed by the courts of their right to nullify. So these are things that just aren't, I mean, from my understanding, they're not happening in other places. They're happening here because we do have a concentration of activists. Call another night if you've got more questions. Darius, I appreciate it. I want to make sure we continue to get some folks on here. Mark, listening in Indianapolis, only moments remain here. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing tonight?
Welcome, sir. You're on, but short on time.
Sure. Quick thing. I just moved up from Houston, Texas. And I literally just opened up my turn on my radio and heard you guys for the last 30 minutes. And when you made a comment about secession and things like that, I am actually really pro-secession to an extent.
Excellent.
Because I think having a good plan, having a good transition period, because a lot of people will say federal government dollars, army bases, interstates, and all that stuff. I understand that there's a lot of strings that need to get cut, but as long as those transitions can be made, I think secession can be an option as well. And that's something I'm a little bit pro for as well, along with maintaining my inalienable rights as an American citizen and making sure that we can secure those for ourselves and for our future generations, because I think that's being eroded away to a point to where if you were to have a disagreement, people will say you're mentally ill or you have a problem with yourself and you're not agreeing with us because of XYZ reason. We're going to take away your rights and take away your future. So the past has done a lot of that, and it's indicated in the future.
Have you talked to friends about secession, family members, coworkers? Is it an issue that you've brought up in conversation?
I got a chance to speak with my siblings. I'm actually the youngest of seven kids, and I brought that topic up, and I guess everyone kind of wants to keep the status quo of making sure we can keep things sustainable, but I think meeting that status quo now is something that will kind of spiral out of control.
Well, the status quo is not sustainable, right? I mean, the government continues to spend money that it doesn't have, so it has to print more out.
$18 trillion worth at this point.
Yeah, and then there's counting. And then there's the trillions that are, you know, yet to account for.
Right, there's like $70 trillion in unpaid debt.
So this is the definition of unsustainable, right? So over time, this is not going to work, which is why I think that it's more imperative than ever that we start talking about secession. Now, Mark, you like to sort of take the middle road, and you talk about nullification, and that's fine. The people who are talking about secession might end up making it so more nullification happens as sort of a halfway point.
I think that's the case. I think they can also, to some extent, drive away some people that would be interested in nullification with it's just too much for me to handle.
Yeah, but you guys made a key from the very important part about having that high debt, and I think that for me, my personal issue that I have is, how are we going to pay off our debt? Because if we don't pay off our debt, my grandchildren, my children.
My son was born. He owed $55,000 to the federal government.
He did not owe that money and does not owe that money.
They certainly think he does.
Well, you didn't sign any agreement, did you?
Nope, I didn't. He didn't.
So don't consider it your debt.
I couldn't sign for him anyway.
It's these politicians who created that, and they don't consider themselves obligated, by the way, politicians.
They haven't paid on the debt since Clinton, and that was just a smidgen. The United States federal government has never been out of debt, maybe during the Jackson administration.
They can't get out of debt.
That was Jackson, the ninth president's administration.
All the money that's printed by the Federal Reserve comes with interest attached to it. You can't get out of this debt. Even if they did pay down as much as they possibly could, how would they pay down the interest? It can't be done.
I have no
Mark,
idea.
Thanks. Yeah, they can't do it. It's all going to come crashing down at some point, and hopefully in the meantime, people who actually care about freedom will have diversified their interests into things like gold, silver, and Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies and get out of the federal government's money. Mark, thanks for your call tonight. We are out of time for you. If you didn't get in tonight, no worries. We've got a Sunday show. It's live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, and we're live every day. So join us then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements. And we have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.